For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack Podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
ESPN Arkansas and the Hit That Line Now app. We are with you on this fine, fine Friday. Happy to report that none of us were detained or arrested on the way to the show today.
No.
We're having a better day than Scotty Scheffler around at Valhalla, living up to its name.
Valhalla! Oh, man.
Wild.
Things are getting, golfers gone wild. It's getting weird over there.
Yeah, there are theories abound that this morning, John Daly saw the traffic and just turned around. I was like, nah, man, I'm good. And he is withdrawn from the tournament officially because of a thumb injury, but there
Hooters
are...
Hooters was open, so Daly decided he was busy.
That's right, yes. And, of course, a terrible tragedy with the... these golf tournaments, man, it's wild. There's people running everywhere. They got these big buses that they move the fans back and forth on. I went to PGA in Tulsa a couple years ago when I went to that. And then, you know, they've got the buses that move people around at the LPGA up in Rogers.
The courses aren't designed to have 50,000 people out.
No, they're not like stadiums with giant parking lots. Right. Yeah, you can't have everybody parked there. Although Zach usually gets to park up by the clubhouse at Pinnacle because
it's the only way I'm going.
He knows the people.
That's the only way we're doing this.
Got that going on. So, we are happy to be along here. We did have someone on our team detained once on the way to the show. Was in cuffs in the studio, but that was quite Andy.
And knew that was the foreshadowing of future events?
Andy remembering on the Wayback Machine when that happened. I have, there was another time, and we don't have to get into the story, I looked up and there was a state trooper in the studio and with me and Tommy, and I'm like, well, we'll be right back after these. I don't know what's going on, but
that's where you play the double block.
Yeah, we're gonna go.
We're gonna need some extra time.
We're gonna need some extra time to sort this out. I just knew it was something I had said, and I was going to be. That's it, you know. I had made one too many jokes about whoever the coach was at the time, Bielema, and that was it.
That was it. They'd had enough.
But no, that's what it was. DQ is with us as always.
With
DQ, and DQ has a guest.
Hi.
Have him slide in here. So we could see him on camera. And
don't put him on camera because he loves to look at himself.
There he is.
Fogg is back.
Fogg, the intern, is back.
Yay.
Fogg finishing his first semester. Right. Do you have a higher GPA, Fogg, than Zach did in his first year at a college?
Higher GPA than what?
Than Zach.
What I had. What was it?
Yeah. What, easily.
What'd you have?
This semester?
Uh-huh.
A 3.8.
Crushed you.
How many classes did you take?
I was in 15 hours.
That's not what I asked.
But like three online classes.
Ah, thank you.
I see.
One detention at the border, which we will have him explain.
Yeah,
we can talk about that later.
We can get to that later.
Trying to sneak into Canada like it was a nightclub.
That's right. Yeah, it's what a lame nightclub. If you had to name a nightclub, would you call it Canada? That'd be pretty lame, right?
I don't think anybody
is. Oh, hey, how you doing there? Hey. What's a maple syrup?
When he sent me the message about that, even my daughter, who is 12, looks at me and goes, don't they just let you in? I'm like, yeah, but he had to make it 10 times more difficult.
Yeah, that's right. We'll get to all of this coming up here. The McClarty Daniel Hotline is open, 866-285-4005. Well, what a brutal way to lose a baseball game last night for Arkansas. 1-0 in 11.
Yeah.
On a walk.
That's not
what you want.
But here's the thing. This is, and I was thinking about this at 1:45 when I was getting the computers back up and running. They are in a spot here where today becomes their most pivotal game of the season. Mm-hmm. Because if you lose today, you're now in a tie for the SEC West. It's winner take all tomorrow. And Arkansas hasn't been in a position like that where they, you know, in a big game all year long.
Right.
How do you react? Plus, you don't have Hagan Smith at your disposal. Give A&M credit, man. They are good at Bluebell Park. Really good.
They are now
31-2.
31-2.
Yeah, they're 31-2 there.
So both of these teams at home are 64-5.
Arkansas is 6-7 on the road. Mm-hmm. They struggle away from Baum Walker. I think you can say that.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And you can say that they struggle with runners in scoring position. They went 0-4 last night, and they are now hitting 188 in league play with runners in scoring position. But while, the typical response is today, well, I didn't think this team was going to be good enough anyway. Okay, listen, all right? You got to remember that this is the last weekend the environment's going to be like this because Hoover is neutral.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be at Baum in a postseason regional. If they get to the Supers, and then Omaha's a neutral crowd that'll lean Razorback because a lot of people will make the trip up there, especially with this team this season. So this is, I don't want to say, there are parts of this that are the way things are. They don't score a lot of runs. The cleanup man goes 0-5 last night, which you can't have that. They still can't figure out the outfield combination that works best for them. And some of the bullpen is leaking water. But, like, they're not going to be in an environment like this again. So that the environment may have gotten them a little bit.
The guy they faced last night is probably the second best pitcher in the league. And
Prager, yeah.
Yeah, there's a gap between him and Hagan Smith, but he's very good. What concerns me is the goose egg. You know, you go out and you lose 6-5, 5-3, something like that. You know, you're in a ball game. You put up a donut.
Nine hits, left 10 on base.
Yeah, that's the part that bothers me the most is, you know, there were runners on. How many on base? 10?
They left 10. They only got two runners all night, Zach, third base.
And that's
the whole game.
That's concerning.
Yeah.
Tonight, I don't know that you can say it's a definition of a must win, but it's a must win game. Simply if you go down and lose the series, or, you know, a lot can happen over the next 48 hours, but tonight is a must win.
It's a gut check. It's a gut check because they have not lost a game one yet in league play. 9-1. So the response is big. They've responded to stuff all year, though. I kind of understand the people who are, kind of throwing their hands up going, well, oh, well. But, I mean, you also have to remember they do this every single year where May gets a little bit wobbly, and then sometimes they right the ship and they go on a run in June. Sometimes they don't. So I don't know how you can confidently make a statement about the next 3 weeks after the results of last night. I can't.
And I don't know how much emphasis they're going to put on Hoover, but if you lose, you know, if Texas A&M were to catch you, sweep you, whatever, A&M moves into the double elimination portion, you're going to have to play on Tuesday. Nice. Not exactly where you want to be. Not what you've been gunning for all season. You've almost gone wire to wire leading the division. And to lose it the last weekend, I think, would be a little bit alarming. But tonight's another night. Obviously, you know, the delay, all of the things going on around it. You know, I forget what time the game ended last night. It was after
12:18.
It was after midnight. I know that, and
we let it all hang out.
Yeah, and you know, we'll see what happens today. They've got to get they got to get some things right. They got to find some offense.
Yeah, yeah. They keep thinking that they keep trying to believe in the fact that okay, we've got that we've solved this, we've solved that. But I mean, all season they've been a team that a few games they don't hit, and then there's one game that they do.
They scored 9 runs.
So you can't – so that's true moving forward. There are going to be games where they don't hit, but then there's going to be games that they do. And if you do those in regional weekend, okay, you're okay. But you can't have a game like this sneak up on you in the regionals.
I don't like the idea of every time you go to the park, you don't know if you're going to get runs. I don't like that. That would make me nervous as you get into the regionals, super regionals, and on into Omaha when the pitching gets better – that you can go into a ballgame going, hey, we might have to score, you know, we may not score 3 runs, which means you got to hold them to 2 or 1, and I'm not wild about that.
We got a question here from High Fat Carnivore on their championship odds, national championship odds on Bet Saracen. They are the third choice, plus 650. Tennessee's the favorite.
Really?
Texas A&M second favorite. Arkansas third favorite. Wake Forest behind them at plus 1,100. Kentucky plus 1,300. So that's the updated odds right now on winning the Natty on the Bet Saracen app.
It's Zach from the Ruskin and Zach Show. You've probably heard us talking in the afternoons about United Roofing and Waterproofing. Joey Viviano has always excelled on the residential side and also offers the same great service commercially. So if you're a business owner in Arkansas sick of striking out with other companies, call Joey. Consultations are always free and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Fall in love with your roof like our starting pitching rotation. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. 312-7369.
Bet Online is your number one source for all summer sports, from Major League Baseball, golf, to the NBA and NHL playoff stats. They've got all the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet Online, where the game starts.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you are a geek about sports, and you haven't been to the Baseball Savant page that MLB has, I mean, it's any kind of stat you could ever imagine about Major League Baseball. All kinds of stuff is on here. It's really, you can go so far in the weeds, you need a machete to get out. He's got all kinds of stuff going on here. He's throwing the four-seamer at 100 and then a curveball at 82.
Yeah.
I wish you well, sir.
Yeah, there's no way to adjust for that. And he throws this the splitter that just darts away from right-handers, darts in on left. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, they are... let's see here. He's getting the most whiffs on that splitter, 58% whiff percentage on the, but these are the kind of, in the weed stats you can get on baseballsavant.com. I heard Kyle Peterson and Tom talking about it last night about, Tom went to a Baseball Savant rabbit hole apparently. And they have all kinds, they have access to these kind of stats on the college level. So they were talking about Hagen and all of the numbers he has. He could very well, if you believe the draft people, he's going to be the first pitcher taken in the draft. Mm-hmm. It's going to be hitters, Caglione, Condon, a couple other people, and then Hagen Smith is going to be the first pitcher potentially taken in this draft coming up here in a few weeks. So that is remarkable. Of course, for historical context, the best draft pick Arkansas has ever had is Jeff King in baseball, right?
He turned out okay.
Yeah. Was Jeff he number King? One?
Yeah. He played a long time in the league.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah. I didn't watch Skeens a ton at LSU, and I've been fascinated by his rise. Mm-hmm. And he is, I mean, he's impressive. I mean, we're only, you know, this is his second start. Granted, it's against the Cubs. But, you know, we'll see what happens. You know,
at Wrigley, though.
Yeah, at Wrigley. And he is, I mean, he's got everything you're looking for.
No.
Everything you could possibly want in a pitcher, he's got. He's fun to watch. There's 99, just blew it right by him.
Yeah, he did.
These are, and like, it's one thing if you're doing it in the minors or even in college. These are major league hitters.
These are professional hitters.
Yeah, these are guys who do this for a living, and they can't touch him.
And it's the Cubs' second time seeing him.
Yeah.
And they have figured nothing out.
100 just blew it right past
his
him.
Last pitch of the game, because if he's over 100 pitches now, I think,
yeah,
and he
done.
Just ended the sixth, and his last pitch was 100 miles an hour.
His 100th pitch, that's
was 100 miles an hour.
100 miles an hour.
For a swinging strikeout.
And a no-hitter.
Yeah, they still have the no-hitter going.
They still have the no-hitter going.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
Yeah.
And baseball will jack this up and screw it up.
No, of course they will.
They'll keep him buried on SNP for the next, you know, his next five starts.
That's right.
And then, you know, when his arm's tired and they're 35 games out, they'll throw him on the Sunday night baseball.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it'll happen there. You know, that's
he's good theater.
Now, Ricky is texting in here on the McLarty Dino hotline. Don't be a prisoner of the moment. But Hagen is better than Strasburg. Or no. Skeens is better than Strasburg his rookie year.
Yeah, slow down. Slow down.
No.
Again, he's faced the Cubs twice. Let's see what happens when they get a book on him, a scouting report. Right now they've got basically 170 pitches.
Well, the scouting report is he throws it very hard.
Swing early.
Close your eyes and hope.
Yeah. I mean, there was a point there, like in the second inning, where, I mean, got well-respected hitters, Cody Bellinger, Ian Happ.
That's an MVP.
Yeah. I mean, they're up there. They're swinging at it with a butterfly net. And they can't catch up to it. And then he starts moving it around. He's really, really impressive.
Yeah.
I wish he was in Boston.
Well, maybe someday he will be. I mean, he won't be in Pittsburgh
forever. At
the end
of his career when he's 45.
And broken.
Yeah, that's when we'll get him.
Oh, you don't know. You may get him before then. You may get him before then. The Cardinals might get a Hagen Smith. That is that is something that could happen, which would finally give Cardinal fans something to believe in.
For those that don't follow the MLB draft, it's different than the NBA draft, which is strictly up based on potential. What are you going to be in 3 years? The NFL draft is who is an immediate need kind of thing. Baseball, it's about signability. Guys will slide in the draft because teams don't believe they're signable. There are a lot of good young bats, not in the college ranks and the high school ranks, that will probably go ahead of Hagen Smith, but he will be a surefire top 10, no question. Mm-hmm. Probably in that 3-4-5 range is where he will go.
Yeah, they were showing last night somewhere in that maybe 5-6,
okay.
But the first pitcher taken, according to it was Kylie McDaniel, mm-hmm. Does he do the MLB draft for ESPN? Yeah, that's who they were talking
lefty
about.
Lefty that can throw near 100.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
And that's the other thing that we're going to find out is that sometimes, and I'm not saying it happens here, but sometimes the radar guns at the college level get a little tuned up. Vitalo got nailed for that a little while ago. He had a guy that was throwing 102, 103. Turns out it was like 96, 97.
Yeah.
Still impressive, but they crank those radar guns up a little bit.
Yeah.
He'll get he'll get scouted, and everybody will get him on the gun and find out what he can really throw. And, you know, if it's up, I mean, 96, 97 left-handed coming from that arm slot, it's hard to do. It's hard to hit.
Yeah. And then his slider is just, it's
Randy,
like Skeens. It's devastating.
It's Randy Johnson-ish.
There's nothing you can do.
Yeah,
there is nothing you can do.
He throws it at your back foot like Randy Johnson used to do. And the thing is, you get so conscious of it that he'll throw a two-seamer at you that will run away from you and you're just flailing.
My dad was making a joke when they played South Carolina. We were watching the game together. And then a couple other times, the announcers are just like, well, all you have to do is sit on the slider and you'll be fine.
Oh, please.
Yeah, well, that's the plan. And then you don't see it. And you're like, oh, well, where'd the slider go?
I mean, sit on the slider. Meanwhile, he blows three fastballs.
That's a great plan until he throws it. And you're like, whoa, where'd that go? Anyway, that's pretty good. Now, here's another baseball thing that's interesting here. Zach does not get to watch the Red Sox play the Cardinals this weekend.
Thank God.
Because
I hate that team.
You could not, we couldn't stand it if you had to watch the Cardinals beat the Red Sox this weekend, because that would be bad.
I was having
up at Bush.
Yeah. Okay. Great. I was having this conversation with another Red Sox fan friend of mine. We were talking about how badly, or in the Red Sox used to have a really good farm system, and then they would fill in the gaps in free agency. Now they don't have anything. They've got one of the most expensive payrolls in baseball. They don't have any players. But like we were comparing them to the Royals, where the Royals system has gotten backlogged. They've got guys at the major league level. They've got guys in AAA. They got guys in AA, and they're going to have to unload guys because they don't have room for them anymore. That's the difference between a team like the Royals. It's like 25-20, and the Red Sox, who've lost like 12 in a row. The Red Sox have nobody.
They've lost 6 out of 10.
They suck.
They have a run differential of plus 29.
Right.
But against teams that are 500 or greater,
there it is.
They're 8-18.
Yeah, there it is. They made good against the A's and the Angels.
The Cardinals, against teams that are 500 or greater, are 3-11.
Now, while all of this is happening, DQ's Rockies have rattled off 7 in a row.
Yeah, they're still in the basement, though.
Toughest division in baseball.
But they have. Yeah, they won 7 in a row.
7 in a row.
That's the Giants this weekend.
That's a week of good games. And DQ has proclaimed,
we're so back.
The Rockies. Yeah. All right. Did we ever determine, DQ, did you pick the Rockies because their mascot hatched once out of an egg?
No, but that is a happy coincidence.
Yeah, it's a happy.
I like that that's how they announce their mascot.
That's the origin story. It was a little dinosaur that just hatched right there on the field at then Mile High Stadium. Your Red Sox are fourth in the division. They're seven and a half out.
I know. I live and die with them.
But the way you talk about them, sometimes it sounds like they're 10-30. They're 500.
They are. They might as well be.
They're 500.
I've lived this nightmare.
The Cardinals are really bad.
I've lived.
Cardinals are worse than the Red Sox.
I've lived this nightmare for 46 years.
Yes.
It's time to call it like it is, Sox fans. This is the worst team in a half a century.
They're 500.
For today.
Oh,
the Cardinals will sweep them. They're that bad.
That can't happen.
That
can't happen.
They can't hit.
Okay, but you can't get swept by the last place team in the Central. It can't happen.
I'm watching the game last night, the play in the Rays, and they sent up 5 guys in a row that I've never heard of. And I know their system pretty well. I'm like, who is this? I've never heard of you.
Oh. Graham wants to know if Hagen Smith could blow up a dove with a pitch.
I think if you gave him enough doves.
I mean, Randy Johnson. Yeah. You did mention Randy Johnson. Yeah. But they were comparing last night, Hagen Smith. No one has had a season. I believe I have this right. Nobody has led the nation in strikeouts per 9 and some other stat in like 50 years or something like that. I mean, it's just crazy. And I remember, you know, when you talk about Nick Schmidt last night being a pass in the strikeout deal. There was a game at Baum in 07, Nick Schmidt versus David Price with Vanderbilt. That was like the biggest thing. Like you couldn't, it was insane. Crowds like that are routine now, but that was a just stone cold sellout. And it was a huge environment. It was a regular season game, Zach. A regular season Friday night, you get Nick Schmidt and David Price. No big deal.
Shout out to David crazy. Price. Former Red Sox when it was good.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
It was good. It used to be good.
Used to be, kid.
It was good at one point. Now it just sucks.
Yeah. I'll try and find that note on leading the nation and all this stuff. But anyway, that's pretty good stuff. Is it? Oh, it's ERA, too. Thank you, Scott. Yeah. Okay. McClardino Hotline here at 866-285-4005. Here's a text. The cops' radar had to be calibrated and certified every so often. If the certification is expired, you can ask for it and contest it.
Mm-hmm. Sure you can.
It's good to know.
Yeah.
Kevin was at that Schmidt-Price showdown on a Friday night. I was there, too. 2007, I think it was. But, that was a wild scene.
You were a young man back then.
I was a very young man, yes, lugging TV equipment around.
Full of dreams and hopes. All of that just got crushed.
I still liked the Razorbacks back then.
Mm. Okay. He admitted it.
I'm looking at Scotty Scheffler's mugshot. This is an interesting. They even went to the detail of putting him in like the Bob Barker like orange jumpsuit too.
And that happened very quickly.
Yeah, it did.
Like there was no detention. They rushed. It was a rush to a mugshot.
He didn't even get the joy of being deloused.
God, do we have to go down that road again?
But he got out there. Now, what did he do today? Let me look this up, because at one point he was in the top 10 in spite of all this, which is a great story.
He shot a 66.
Oh, yeah, he's third.
Yeah. But he in his post round press conference, he was telling the reporters that he did spend some time in a jail cell stretching.
Well, that's good. He's getting ready. Getting ready.
Went out, shot a
66. This man, this is one of the greatest things that I've ever seen. This guy goes to jail, gets out, five under,
yeah.
a major.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, that just tells you Valhalla's not that tough.
It's not that unreal. Oh boy. I don't see Rory. Is he hit it a little too hard?
Rory
last
may
night
be or? Out there. He may still be out there doing his thing.
Let's see what's going on here. Rory is a T9. He's 6 under. So he's in this thing. He's 5 off the lead. Okay. He's still out there. He's 1 under today.
He's
okay.
Hanging in.
Okay.
And look, Rory.
His mind is free.
No matter what happens this weekend, Rory wins.
He's free and easy. That's right. Robert and Fort Smith is here on the McClarty Daniel Hotline. Yes, Robert.
Hey, guys. I've been listening to people most of the day how disappointed they were about that last loss last time. But we played a good A&M team, and the people that were awake, because I stayed awake and watched it, they made two great catches off the ball last night. I mean, that's just... I mean, you got to give it to them for making those catches, not just pitching on either side, you know? It just didn't come on the right side of it.
Yeah, the thing about baseball, Robert, I think you know this. You've been a caller talking baseball for a long time on this radio station. I mean, but with this team, like, there are games where they're not going to score a lot of runs, and then there are going to be games where there are. And people are forgetting in the prisoner of the moment that they are going to score runs again at some point and win games. And you hope it's 2 weeks from today in a regional and not, not squandered somewhere.
What have we learned? Like, Arkansas goes out to Kentucky, loses 2 out of 3. Kentucky's actually pretty good. A&M's pretty good, and they're really good there.
The top of this league is excellent, and you're in the middle of the top of this league, by the way, at Arkansas.
You're playing at the toughest place in the league to play in. Probably. They are 31-2.
And this is the last time you have to play in an environment like this, because Hoover, then Baumwalker, and then possibly Baumwalker again if you advance, and then Omaha. You're not going to be anything like this again. So there are things that are concerns, but part of what happened last night was the environment was just insane, and that's something that's not going to be, you're not going to see that again past this weekend. It's just not going to happen. I mean, you're going to see it on your side at Baumwalker, but not, you're going to have 10,000 rooted against you, or what did they have last night? 7,000. Aggies, please, come on, what are we doing here? At 7 grand? Come on, man. All right. ESPN Arkansas.
Not a real field, Derek.
Looks like grass to me.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/westwood1.
Picture this, a cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
Arkansas baseball team lost in extras last night, 1-0 to Texas A&M. Now 42-11 on the season, but they do stay one game ahead of Texas A&M in the SEC West race. Hagan Smith struck out 14. He's now Arkansas's all-time strikeout leader. Game two of the series is tonight. First pitch at 7 o'clock. We're in the air at 6:30 with the Dugout Show. You can hear the game on selected ESPN Arkansas stations, the Hit That Line Now app, and hitthatline.com. DQ has your Ruskin and Zach X polls.
Yes. Do you turn on the TV when you're getting ready in the morning? 54% of the voters agreed with Zach's daughter and say no, they need silence.
Yes. Pray on this.
How many turns does a car have to make before you think somebody is following you? 47% said 3 times. 16% said that they are not paranoid.
Oh, they're lying. Yeah.
What meal do you skip the most? 60% said breakfast. 16% say they don't miss meals.
Try not to.
And Arkansas has 2 more games in College Station. How many are they winning? 63% say 1 out of 2. 17% say 0 out of 2.
There you go.
18% say they'll win both of the remaining games.
All right. Okay.
There you go.
So I think the win too. I really do. I think the win tonight. Yeah, get the West, and then it's a free for all on Saturday.
So the Florida ended Georgia's 9-game winning streak. They beat the Bulldogs 7-4 today and 10. That game has gone final. LSU won, like I said, and Mississippi State and Missouri 1-0 Bulldogs, bottom of the second right now in Starkville. And Skeeter, sad to report, with their loss last night, Missouri has been eliminated officially from the SEC tournament.
Dang.
So we know the 12. We just don't know what order they'll be in with Florida, LSU, and Ole Miss and a log jam at the bottom. Alabama and Vanderbilt got to sort all that stuff out. And Georgia and Mississippi State could be even. I don't know. They'd be tied at the end of business today, and I don't know who holds a tiebreaker there. But Arkansas trying to maintain in that top four and avoid the single elimination. A sweep would be really bad. I think they could avoid the 5. I'm not entirely sure. They might go to the 4 all the way to the 4 if something bad happened here. And by the way, you mentioned this earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's talking about Tennessee.
Yeah, they have
the freaking number one team in the nation.
They have just sort of flown. Well, what was it? 2 years ago, they raced out to that. They were like 33-3 or something like that. And everybody was just anointing them. And then they go and they lose. I think they lost in the Supers. And
they're a game out of the East.
Yeah, they had a slow start. Really, really slow start. And they've gotten hot lately. And they are just sort of flying under the radar.
They're a game out of the overall league too, the one.
Yeah.
So there they are.
Who do they have this weekend?
They are hosting South Carolina. Kentucky's hosting Vanderbilt. So both of them are at home.
And both of them should win.
And they play at the same time tonight at 5:30 Central Time for game two. So that's what you get there. But the interesting thing next week is to me LSU and Ole Miss, if they're going to be a part of the big dance, they got to get hot and over. They got to do something because right now they are probably on the outside looking in.
How many teams is the league going to get in?
10? 9?
Well, that would mean that everybody who goes to Hoover is likely to get in?
Except the 11 and 12.
Which maybe. Is?
It could be Florida, LSU, or Ole Miss, depending on how it... They're tied going into the day at 11 and 17.
They'll get the benefit of the doubt. One of them will get in. 11 teams will get in.
Right. Yeah. Kentucky could be in line for the number one overall seed. Tennessee might be in line for that if they keep keep rolling.
Have
here.
At it.
And the number one,
good luck, boys.
As you all may very well know, but I like to repeat here, the number one overall seed has won this tournament once in this format, 1999 Miami. So that is it's viewed by many as the kiss of death to be the number one overall seed in the NCAA tournament. So there you go. Here's a text. Thanks for clarifying. It's 5:30 Central Time. Mm-hmm. Well, they're playing in the Eastern Time Zone. Yeah, I saw some things. South Carolina is in that spot. Their fans are rooting for them to lose so they can fire the coach. They don't like they don't like their coach over there.
We're in that part of the season.
Yeah, okay. They're in Pittman land over in South Carolina. South Carolina 13-15 in the league going into today's action. And they're ready to move on from their guy. But that's what's going on over there. Let's see what else is happening here that we can talk about. The Cubs got a hit, so the no hitter's off. Skeens left the game anyway.
He left after six.
After six,
with 10 strikeouts and no hits.
And his last pitch was 100 miles an hour, and fanned a guy.
9-0 and just rolling.
Pirates are up 9-0.
Yeah, that's what.
McCutcheon just hit one into the basket in left field, solo shot. So there's some updates on some of that stuff.
And we got basketball tonight, right?
Knicks. Yeah, the Knicks are playing. Yep. Softball tonight, 7:30 or thereabouts. It's the second game of the session, so the start time is in flux. But Arkansas hosts SEMO. At 5 o'clock is the first game out there with Villanova and Arizona at Bogle Park. So that's the women's
softball. Who's going to win that one?
Wouldn't it be something if Villanova won that and then the Villanova Knicks won the one in game six there on the road too?
That'd be a good night for the university.
The East Finals? But that may be what happens there. I don't know, but... Yeah, softball is going on also there at. And here's another thing. I'm looking through the game notes for Arkansas, and just I think we after last night's 1-0, people are disappointed. You know, you walk in the run, all that stuff. Let me just drop a little bit of perspective on you. I know you don't want that right now, but like a vegetable, I'm going to force it down your throat for a little perspective here. This season, teams with a winning record, Arkansas's 29-9 against them. Okay, so they don't hit it every now and then. 29-9 against good teams.
Also, there aren't a lot of 1-0 games. And,
no, there really isn't. Yeah.
You lose a 1-0 game, that's going to happen. Again, the only thing that concerns me about last night is the zero. That was a little concerning. I expected them to score some runs. You know, you lose 5-3, that's one thing. 1-0, 9 hits, 10 left on base. You know, what'd you tell me? The runners in scoring position batting average was 188. That's a red flag.
In SEC play, it's 188.
That's not a beige flag that DQ likes. That's a red flag. Yeah. That's red flags looking like six flags. That's a problem.
Your expertise.
Oh yes, yeah, I'll believe it. You need.
Yeah. It's just it's one of those things, man. And it's neither both of those starters were
great.
Fantastic.
They were great.
And neither of them factored into the decision. Yeah. Both of them got no decision. Yeah.
It was good theater. Now tonight you just got to win one of the next two, and you'll be okay. But
they need at least six out of Gage Wood tonight, don't you think?
Well, now here's the thing: I know they pitched seven guys last night. There were a couple of guys that threw five pitches.
Right.
Pitch count. How far you can stretch these guys.
Some of those guys weren't effective, though. Is the thing.
Well, all right. Picky.
picky.
He's got to give them something because they're outside of Hagen Smith, it's been a little rocky.
His longest outing, he threw 79 pitches at Kentucky, 4 1/3. That's Gage Wood, who's getting his the start tonight in game two.
See, here's the other thing. And if he gives you a good outing, you're in good shape for Saturday. But if he gets knocked around, you're all of a sudden, now you're having to piecemeal this thing together, not just tonight, but tomorrow. And tomorrow, if you lose tonight, tomorrow is there's a lot on the line tomorrow.
They got to figure out how to get McIntyre sorted out, too. Because Mason Molina, you've said, and it's been said many times, they can't win without him. I believe that's true. I don't think they can win without Will McIntyre being right either. And last night, I mean, he throws, it was one of those guys that threw five pitches, but he walks into the winning run. Again, it's not his fault that that was the winning run, but still, he gets into the messy situation and did not fix the mess. And he's been, you know, he's been kind of wobbly lately at three walks against, four walks in two games against Mississippi State. You need to get him on a level. I don't think they can win without him because he's been kind of the long guy in relief for them.
I'm a little uncomfortable with the fact that they're not working towards a resolution on some of this right now, that they're still pushing buttons, hoping something works.
No.
That's a little concerning, but yeah, you know, we'll see. A lot of things can get righted. If you win tonight, the West is yours, and you roll into Saturday really not playing for much of anything. A lot of things can get righted. But tonight's a big one. Tonight's a really big one, and they have not been in this situation very much.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. C-Man points out on the McLarty Daniel Hotline that A&M using Ashenbeck last night, that's their best reliever, and he's probably done for the weekend, four innings. They used two pitchers last night. They went seven with Prager, and then Ashenbeck threw 11. And they only walked one guy. Arkansas walked three, and it was all in the it was in the 11th inning. One was intentional, but that's what did it. That's what turned the tide in a low scoring game. Okay, what else have we covered? Everything?
Covered everything. Can we start screwing around, please?
What are the Knicks gonna do? Are they gonna win?
Dude,
Ananobi's not playing.
No.
Brunson is.
Yes.
You'll be fine.
Okay. I love your optimism.
You'll be fine. It's okay. Everything's fine here. I'm just watching. I'm still baffled. I'm still trying to sort out the fact that Scottie Scheffler was arrested and then went out and shot five under. And he's two off the lead in the PGA Championship, which is not nothing. Like, this isn't the Byron Nelson we're talking about here. Like, this is a real event here. That's incredible. That's incredible. I just knew he would be just like all like rattled. These golf guys are usually mentally frail in situation. Anything goes wrong to upset the routine, it's
cameras
over.
Cameras clicking.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But meanwhile, he's
cuffed and stuffed. And, 66. Thank you very much.
You know what? You ought to go back tonight.
Hey, do it again.
Yeah, do it again.
That's right.
Let's get on house arrest.
Don't mess with a winning streak. Maybe he goes back. Could you put me in jail again?
Yes,
thank
sir.
You.
Yeah, please. Right here, sir.
That's right.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing. Here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With six giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
Our young friend, he's repping, by the way, the Kansas Journalism and Mass Comm sweatshirt.
That's nice.
Yeah, we didn't have anything like that when we went to school.
DQ, can you turn him on? There you go. You should.
Oh, thank you.
So Fogg is back from his first year at the University of Kansas, and an eventful first year at the University of Kansas. Got to do some great things. Got to go to the Final Four. Got to broadcast a game at the University of Texas. Got to go to the NFL Draft. Trying to sneak into Canada with a fake ID. Let's start there. Why?
Well, I wasn't 21, and we didn't want to sneak into Canada. We just wanted to drive around. Like, it was like, do you want to go to Canada? Was like the sign, or it was like Canada, and so we just like went.
So you just went for it.
Yeah, and when we got, you could do like a U-turn.
Yeah. Oh no, no. I'm familiar with the concept. So you got to the border and you decided to hand one of the fine people, the border agents, and you're not sure which one, which side. Canadian or American?
I have no idea.
You decided to hand them your fake ID.
It probably wasn't smart.
Oh, no, there's no probably about it. This is one of the dumbest things you've
done.
That
is correct response.
Yes. Why?
But I'm here.
Yeah, you're here. You're here. Border jail's not fun.
Yeah, you were telling me about it. But I didn't go to border jail. Don't worry. I only got, like, moved out of the car, and they, like, patted me down, made me count how much money I had. And then, like, that's about it. But also, okay, this is kind of weird, but, like, the kid driving us... He's cool, but he's kind of different. And he had like a full mannequin in his trunk, and they like saw that. And so they were like really weirded out.
Whoa! Wait a minute.
I don't know.
Let's stop here. Where's this young man from? Is he a Kansas student?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's driving around Detroit, Michigan with a mannequin in his trunk.
Trying to get to Windsor, Ontario.
Just trying to get this mannequin in the trunk to Windsor.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even know it was in the trunk until the Canadian
A very common story. I didn't know the body was in the trunk.
Well, it was like a full mannequin, not a body.
DQ, this is your pride and joy here. Why?
Why did he have the mannequin
Great
in
question.
The trunk?
Great question from DQ.
No one asked him about it.
No one asked.
We were kind of like worried.
Wow.
No wonder they were suspicious.
Yeah, now I know why you got detained. You had a mannequin in the trunk.
Did they bring that mirror on the stick under the car and inspect everything?
Did they bring
everything?
The dog around?
Yeah, there were dogs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Was this like a 79 Monte Carlo that you were driving? Because that's the vision I have in my head.
No, it was like a Kia Soul.
Even better.
Was it green?
No, it wasn't green.
Great question from Ryan in Prairie Grove. Was it a blow-up mannequin?
No, it was like a real mannequin. It was like creepy.
Abner wants to know did you guys pack your own trunk?
No, like I didn't put any of my luggage in the trunk.
Do you guys call him BTK?
No, we call him Darcy.
All right.
Oh boy. That was a detail of the story I was not aware of. There was a mannequin in the trunk. When they made you count the money you had, this is called a shakedown. Anybody who lived through the 70s is familiar with the concept. How much money did you lose?
I didn't lose any. I had $24, mm-hmm. and like they made me count it out, and it was like pretty stupid because I had like two tens and $4 bills. Like they were like
I don't feel like with you that's stupid. I feel like that's a reasonable request. Did you get it right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I mean, he looked through my whole wallet anyway, so he was gonna see it anyway.
Uh huh.
You didn't have to give him the $20.
No, I got it back. I was like, "Can I get it back?"
We're visiting with our intern Fogg from the University of Kansas here on Ruskin and Zach. You have anything else for this witness?
Yeah, a couple of things. Okay, so we're getting some questions here on the text line. When
the
you
McLarty Daniel
the McLarty
hotline.
Daniel hotline, and they could not be prouder
than
they are right now. When you left us, you had a plan. Saw you in December, and I saw that the plan was you were flagging on the plan a little bit. The plan was that you were going to meet your future wife in the library. Let's start there. Did you make it to the University of Kansas library?
No, so the plan didn't work because I never went to the library.
Right.
All right. This is great to know.
You can study on your laptop, right? You don't need to go to the library. Exactly. There you go.
Well, makes sense to me. Time, but I didn't really study.
Okay. Oh, man. So you have he sends me a text like mid, I don't know. It was sometime over Christmas that like your second semester classes, you didn't actually take a test, like a final.
No, I didn't take one final.
Finals are central to the whole college experience.
I mean, not for me. Or like journalism kids, I guess.
And the academic standards were so much rigid, more rigid 20 years ago.
It's so much different than it was.
I want to go to this school. I messed up. I should have went to this school.
Right. Quentin is suggesting, Quentin's out of the 870, he suggests that you would have made it into Canada if you'd only had half a mannequin.
Well, that would be even worse. Just a torso? I mean, that'd have been weird.
Let's see here. Cody and Lack wants to know if there's a baseball game going on behind Fogg. Yeah, we're watching the Cubs and the Pirates.
There is. Good eye.
Yes.
Good eye, yeah.
Very, very well done. Very well done. Oh boy, Dr. K, a Texas fan, doesn't have nice things to say about your school.
So what?
Jay in Fort Smith says he just passed a Kia Soul and there is no trunk. Was it riding in the back with you?
No, it was actually in the trunk.
Is this a way to scam the carpool lane in a major city? Is it put a dummy in the back seat?
Doug in Little Rock saying, with our listener base, we are willing to pool some of our resources. Apparently, we know a lot of cops.
Well, and judges.
And judges.
We got a judge.
And prosecutors.
Yeah, we got judges.
Well, I'm glad you're in one piece. What's your plan this summer?
I'm just going to work and make money. But it sucks because I actually have to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been working. I've gotten to that second half of that yet. The whole making money part.
He's getting close.
Yeah. Well, I'm working on it.
He's got fewer days ahead of him than behind him.
Well, thank you.
Well, you're right. Well, I meant working, not like living.
The way it came out was that I have fewer days to go than I have
from a working perspective.
Well, that's not the way it
you're
came
on
out.
The 5 year. You're already on a 5 year clock here. You're done in 5 years.
Here's a text out of the 479. Currently listening from the trunk of a Kia Soul. Can confirm it exists.
You need help, sir. Not twice. Please knock on the outside of the inside of the trunk.
Texter out of the 870 wants to know, Fogg, why you went to another country with only $24.
We were just driving around. It's not like I was going to, stay there.
And you don't find that this would be suspicious in any way, shape, or form?
I mean, it said Canada on the sign, so, I was guessing you could just go. you searched it, and it was
in the old days, you could.
But we just didn't read the part that was, you have to have a passport.
Yeah.
I got to find mine. I mean, I know where it is, but I got to find mine for the big go. Big trip here in a few weeks.
Is it active?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I got it a year ago.
JB wants to know what the mannequin's name was.
I shouldn't have said that. This is just weird.
Yeah, you think?
He has a knack for getting people to say things they shouldn't have said. Fogg, you're not alone here.
It is one of
DQ is living this nightmare every day.
Yeah. How do you feel about bacon? Is it a meat?
Yeah.
DQ?
But, it's not, the main... A main meat, right?
What is she talking about?
Don't you agree? You can't compare a steak and bacon.
I eat way more bacon than steak.
There you go. Sorry, DQ.
Cheaper.
Right. Fogg has spoken. This man is probably going to run corporations. We are all going to work for him at some point.
I will work for Fogg at some point.
This is how it goes.
And he will fire me, probably.
Yes.
That's okay.
First day. Who would you
I
fire?
Probably deserve it.
Who would you fire first out of the three of us?
Olivia.
Wow.
Why?
Wow. Without missing a beat.
Because you don't show up on time.
Oh, man.
Woo. I did this morning.
Actually, yeah, she was here before. Were you here? Yeah, you were here before me this morning.
And yesterday.
Man.
Take that, folks.
Yeah, wow. Well, we're glad you're in one piece. Are you going back to Kansas or are you enrolling at junior college?
I'm going back to Kansas.
Okay.
All right.
I can't leave Lawrence.
What happened to your basketball team?
Which one?
The
Jayhawks.
The ones that...
Oh, I thought you meant I have a couple intramural teams.
A couple?
Yeah. But the Kansas...
Why would I be asking about them?
I don't know. Because I dropped 38 points in a game.
How'd it go, though? Okay, so but you lost to a bunch of bloggers.
No, that wasn't my fault. I actually...
Very Iverson-ish of you. Wasn't my fault that we lost.
He got his shots up.
In my intramural league, we lost in the Final Four, but versus the Riders, not bloggers, we lost in 5 games.
Uh-huh. All right.
But, yeah, the Kansas men's basketball team
was
pretty bad. Well, we did really bad in the transfer portal.
Mm-hmm. So you got Hunter Dickinson.
Hunter Dickinson's coming back.
Yeah, he is, because he's not an NBA player.
Yeah, good for you. Yeah. Well, where else is he going to go to make money like that? I mean, come on.
Yeah, I don't know.
What do you think about Arkansas getting Calipari? What did people say about that up there?
Everyone thinks Arkansas is going to win a championship in 5 years.
Wow!
At Kansas,
nice.
I don't know. I think Arkansas will probably be better than Kansas next year.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
We'll see.
Well, yeah, we're glad
not
you're
in football,
back.
Not in football.
No, God no. No. Did you figure out where the World War II monument is?
No, I'm not allowed to walk under that thing because it's superstition. If you walk under it before you graduate, then bad stuff will happen. And
I hate to break this to you.
A lot of bad stuff could happen.
Bad stuff is already happening.
No, it's not. I'm here.
Yeah, maybe if you walk under it, the good stuff will start happening.
Turn it around. Yeah.
Right.
I'm not taking the risk.
Daisy and Mina claims that you're Thai 2.0.
I've still never met Ty.
We should make that happen.
Yeah, we need to. We need to make that happen.
Yeah.
Well, again, we're glad to see you in one piece. Yeah. You'll be working this summer doing TV things this year.
Yeah, I think my face is more of a TV face than a radio face. So
DQ, you want to weigh in on that one? He's gonna fire you first. So go ahead.
I like the confidence.
Thank you.
Got a TV face.
Oh, my
gosh. I think he indirectly called you ugly again.
I think
that's
he did.
Just like Melinda did. Yeah. I think that's what happened
there. It's not the first time this week. Wow. Let's see here. BE is texting in. Are we glad Fogg is back with a question mark? I'm going to say yes. Yes.
Yeah, it's good to see you. It's good to see you.
You've got a fan. A text of the 479 says, this guy sounds 10 times smarter than Ty.
Well,
give it a minute.
That's nice.
Probably have a higher GPA than Ty had.
Yeah.
3.8 is pretty good.
My GPA was not bad.
No, you just didn't take a class. You took a class that was basically a tour of your campus.
Yeah, and
what'd you
it was
get
a
in
credit.
That? What'd you get in?
A 98.
Okay, what'd you get wrong?
I just didn't go one day, or a couple of days.
All right.
It was 8 a.m., like, are you kidding me?
8 a.m., what were you doing?
I chose my bed over my future.
Did we get that? Did we get that? Okay.
Oh, we definitely got that. Oh, man.
That's the t-shirt right there.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Hey, what's wrong with your Thunder?
They're going to win in 7. Don't worry.
Okay. Okay.
We shot really bad the first 5 games, and we're saving it all for game 6 and 7.
Oh, you think so? Okay.
I hope so.
That's tonight, right?
No.
They play tomorrow. The only team that plays tonight is Knicks and Pacers.
Tomorrow night's game 6 in Dallas.
Oh, yeah, game 6.
ABC.
Mm-hmm.
I'm worried.
And if it goes 7, it'll be Monday night.
Great value, Bob Ross has texted in. Fogg's GPA is better than yours, mine, and Ty's combined. I believe that. I got a 1.31 my first semester.
What was the thing we were talking about how many semesters it could take you to get a...
We have an intern coming in this fall who has a 4.0 in her first year. That's 2 semesters. First year at the University of Arkansas.
But did she have as much fun as me? No.
Maybe in her own way.
Yeah, maybe in her. I know this. She didn't try to sneak into Canada with a fake ID.
All right, go on, my bad.
She also wasn't a super spreader. You want to go? You want to go down this road with me?
No.
Okay. But we were trying to figure out DQ how many times would you have to take a semester to equal a 4.0 grade point average? For me, I would have had to have taken a semester almost 4 times.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I got a 1.31. It's a good defense, but not a great GPA.
I can do it in 1.
You could get a 4.0?
Yeah.
Why didn't you?
I did. What do you mean?
What was you? What?
I did get 4.0 semesters.
What? How many?
I don't know. 2.
Oh. Okay.
Ryan asking if we can pan over a smidge so we can watch the baseball game. No, we can't do that.
That would violate the express written consent that we don't have from a Major League Baseball. Sorry.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.